W4NGU testing.
W4NJU, WD40YH. Sounds good.
Thanks, Johnny. I've never had this, well, I just bought this IC706 and got it hooked up in the car here. W4, never give up.
Never giving up really worked out for you. It does. It sounds real good.
Thank you, Johnny. Talk to you later. W4NGU clear.
You're welcome. You have a good day. WD4DYH.
WD4DYH. W4DJW. Can you hear me?
Sounds good.
Okay. I got to looking at the Echolink node through the web browser and for the first time in a few months and noticed that it was almost out of disk space and had to put it on a larger disk. And just making sure I got everything working again before net time tonight.
That was a good catch. Yeah, it sounds good. Just like you.
Okay, appreciate it. I'm going to get back to what I was doing. Hope you're having a good Sunday. WD4DYH, W4DJW.
We are. Did you see my text about the turtle?
Yeah, but I didn't really understand it. It looked like you were hauling a camper, which Amy sent me a picture of one similar to that not too long ago as a hint.
Oh, I would love for you to get in the RV, and that's a lot of fun. We could do some stuff together, too. Anyway, yeah, it's in reference to having your house on your back, a turtle shell. I should have said turtle shell instead of just turtle, but that's what we stay in.
Oh, so you were camping when you were doing that? You weren't, like, on the way out or on the way back?
Is it, what happens is we go down here to the place where we have field day and camp whenever she has to do call at the hospital. It puts her close enough to be able to make it within the 30-minute requirement. We were on our way back from that.
Okay, well, the reason you're doing it is the reason I can't do it, because I can't be away. You know, as soon as I got away and I got all set up, I'd get a call and have to go back home and get on a bridge and be there for hours. It's just not worth it.
The cushion is to come up with a way you can do bridge work from wherever you are.
So there's security constraints there. You have to, like if any of my guys do that, I get emails asking me, why are they not where they were when they did this before, when they were working before? Why are they moving around? And I have to answer them. I don't want that going to my boss.
Oh, so it's not a matter of the technology making you able to do it. It's a matter of rules and regulations with the company.
Right. I could go back home and then go out, and then that would... It would be a little bit slower, but it would work. I just have to masquerade, you know, my connection. And that's still not a good idea because you still create log files, and log files you can see the jump. So, yeah, there's just really no good way getting around it when you it's your workplace. So it's like not being at work when you're supposed to be at work. You know what I mean?
I kind of understand it. You could propose a change in the rules. To make things more flexible for the people that work for you. Sounds like that would be the only option.
Yeah, I could do that. But it's just a lot of hassle. And I don't know, might be frowned on too. You never know.
First ask. Either way, you're going to be able to retire soon. Then you could go out and RV to your heart's content.
Yeah, that's another thing. Might just be better to wait. And... instead of getting one now and having it sit, you can't, in this neighborhood, they won't let you park one. One guy even built him a shed in the backyard to put it under, and it was compliant with the architectural guidelines, but they still wouldn't let him put it in there. So you can't do that. You got to keep it somewhere else. And while I'm working, it would probably get to be about 5 or 6 years old before I really sent it. And I wouldn't want to start off with one that's that old. I'd want to wait till that time and get a new one. You know what I mean?
Age doesn't really matter if they're taken care of. The only thing that gives trouble with age on RVs such as the one we have is the roof. The roof is a bladder roof, and if it sits out in the weather, in the sun, then you have to be careful not to let it deteriorate. If you had it parked indoors, they store forever, and nothing really goes wrong with them. You fill the water system with antifreeze and take the battery out of it and just let it sit.
So yours has water in the roof?
No, water in the plumbing. They make an antifreeze that's a non-toxic antifreeze that you fill the plumbing with, and that prevents it from freezing, but it also takes care of the plumbing system and doesn't allow any damage to occur over time. You pour it in the traps, and you put it in the pressure system. Empty the hot water tank, empty the fresh water tank, and keep it out of the weather.
Yeah, I remember my dad doing that to his. He had a setup similar to yours. He had a dually pickup with a fifth wheel, and it had like three sides that went out once you parked it. And they toured all of the United States for a couple of years with that thing and had a blast. They really enjoyed it. Maybe I'll get into that one day. I don't know. I'll probably wait till I retire then.
See where we're headed. Right now, what we do with it is live in it, and we've gotten real accustomed to being able to fold it up and unfold it. Actually have zippers on everything, so it don't take long to zip it up and head down the road. And you get to use it to go on weekend excursions and stuff like that, so you get the experience there of what to do with it when it comes time to do the long-distance trips.
Yeah, if I had that capability and I wasn't tied to the desk, I would be mountaintopping it in those things. I'd be at a different mountaintop every night with a little small HF antenna sitting up there really, really high on the mountains, like 6,000 feet up or higher, right, in other places in the United States, and just talking all over the world with no power, right, 5 watts and a good antenna and maximum altitude. I would love that. I'd have a blast. Fly drones during the day and talk on ham radio during the night.
See what you're missing? Well, don't wait too long to get started. That's the only thing I would tell you.
Yeah, it's a dream. I don't dislike what I do for a living either, so it's not like I'm in a hurry. I still want to live out the rest of this life before I start that portion. Anyway, I'll let you go. I got to get ready. I'm working on some more software for the Echolink. But anyway, I'll catch you later. Good talking to you. Stay safe. WD4DYH, W4DJW.
You too. Enjoy the conversation. And we'll catch up more on that particular subject when you're ready. WD4DYH. Talk to you soon.